responsible for all those hits back then in the 80s and 90s with his old pal Annie Lennox from the Eurythmics. We're chatting to Dave Stewart. Now, I've seen the film, I've seen the TV series, but I've not actually read the book. Tell us about the time traveller's wife.
In the book, the original book, the lady who wrote it, she was going through a really tough time, I think, in relationships, or a relationship. And she interpreted it into this kind of story about how inevitably, you know, that relationships might take a bad turn or not work out, people come in and out of your life. And she sort of came up with the idea, oh, it's like they just time travel, they disappear. And now, in the musical, obviously, you get a chance to interpret things in a completely different way, you know. Well, how this all started for me really was Colin Ingram, the producer, who's... I did Ghost, the musical with Colin, and he's also got Back to the Future, number one musical in the West End at the moment. And he approached me and he said, "There's this lovely playwright, Lauren Gunderson." So we met up and she sort of acted out the whole sort of play or musical in front of me, just the two of us in the room. And she was playing all the characters and being all the different voices. Okay, I'm in.
So the Time Traveller's Wife starts its world premiere in Chester at the Story House, and you've teamed up with Joss Stone.
Yeah, I always drag Joss into these various situations, like, because I've known her since she was 15 or 16. First thing I did, Mick Jagger and I were doing the sort of songs soundtrack to a movie, and we were thinking about this couple of duets that we needed, and Joss had just had this massive Soul Sessions album hit, you know, when she was really young. And I just said, "How about using Joss?" And she came to Abbey Road and she sang. What was amazing was, you know, the song Alfie, which is quite complex with all of the arrangements and chord changes, third backrack kind of, and she'd never heard it before in her life, you know, because she was really young. And we played it to her once, and then she went down into studio on Abbey Road with just the piano player, and we just sang it one off. Amazing version. It's quite a funny story, actually, because Mick and I were it's about to swear, but I can't swear on this radio, right?
We can edit it, Dave, don't worry.
Mick and I were like, "Oh, heck, she is incredible." And so we both went in the bathroom with my acoustic guitar, and we wrote another song and came out and pretended we'd written it ages ago and said, "Oh, there's this other one here. It's called Gonna Be Lonely This Christmas, Right Without You." And we played that, and she sang it as a duet with Mick. I don't think she was quite sure who Mick was at the time. And and that was amazing, too. So from then on, you know, we became friends, and we wrote lots of songs, and I produced a solo album. Then I asked her if she wanted to be in Super Heavy, which is a band I formed with Mick and Damien Marley, A.R. Rahman, composer from India. And so we did that. And then I wrote the whole of her new album that's just come out with her. And that's very much in a kind of Burt Bacharach kind of style. And so, yeah, we've been friends for ages.
Oh,
the reason she's not here doing this with me, having a baby any second.
Oh, bless.
But she's in Nashville, yeah.
You've chosen Chester, the Story House, to do the world premiere. That's a massive coup for us here, by the way. This is like, wow. You've chosen to start here instead of start anywhere else. Why was that?
Well, we started Ghost in Manchester Opera House, I think it's called, yeah. But Colin, who's the producer, kept going on about starting in Chester, and I was a bit baffled at first till he showed me the Story House. And, you know, and it's amazing, you know, theatre and building and everything that's going on around it. You know, here's the thing is, what happens is there's a great book called The Warhol Economy. And what people don't understand is the arts and creativity actually are a massive injection into the economy, even if it's just a coffee house and a little boat club and a poultry reading place. So it creates a community, and around that community becomes a whole sort of world. The trouble is, then a lot of people who are just interested in making money come along and say, oh, we'll buy all the buildings around it, and it becomes gentrified, and then the artists all have to move out to the next place. I've seen that in the East End of London, you've seen it happen, you know, in different areas around New York, and it sort of spreads out, but it always starts with a creative community. So having this place here in Chester is a massive injection, I should imagine, into the whole, you know, Chester and the surrounding area.
It is. We're so excited to see this star here, by the way. So it all kicks off on Friday, the 30th of September, at the Story House in Chester. Get the tickets now. Come and see this amazing production of The Time Traveller's Wife. It's a great story. Who doesn't love a good time-travelling story?
And we're about to hear one of the songs from the shows. Just tell us a little bit about the song we're about to hear, The Masterpiece.
It's all about Blair, sort of, you know, the lead female in the play, and she's really trying to do something, you know, and she thinks she believes in herself, and she's trying to sing about believing in herself, and she's going to create something on her own and be her own you know, person.
Together we fly freely, maybe it's meant to be.
Thank you very much to Dave Stewart talking about the Time Traveller's Wife stage show that starts its world premiere in Chester at the Story House, and it all kicks off this coming Friday, the 30th of September. You've seen the film, maybe you've seen the TV series, maybe you've read the book. Now book your tickets and go and see the touring show.